Carol, pledge the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to close the special board meeting and open a public hearing on the 2024 fire contracts for Arcade and Farmersville at 7 p.m.
Roll call, Josh Arum?
Aye.
Josh Cutler?
Aye.
Nick Morgan?
Aye.
Dustin Bliss?
Aye. So, at this point, does we have any public comments on the Arcade fire contract?
What was it originally supposed to be?
It's like 84.
Yeah, that was 84.
Was there like step by step as to what the 72?
Yes, they provided me with details as to where the money's supposed to come. In the past, Jessica and prior boards had done a very good job of trying to project out what things were going to cost in the future, especially capital improvements, which are kind of the big line, ticket items, if you will. Nothing against Arcade Fire, but in the past, they weren't adequately putting money aside and keeping pace with the cost of replacing equipment. So as equipment's become more expensive, rather than having money and being able to buy things, in reserve, they've had to increase the taxes to account for the increased cost of capital expenditures. So I've emphasized to them that it would be favorable to the town of Freedom, as I think it would be to the village of Arcade and the town of Arcade, if they were better at trying to project future costs so that we weren't getting these huge step-ups in a year and then plateauing, then a huge step up again. It's hard for us to budget for that.
Wasn't it recently, like in North Java or Strikersville, that one of them was like a huge, their step up?
Yeah, it was Strikersville.
Was it Strikersville?
They went out buying a truck.
And had the money for it.
They had the money for it.
I mean, so Arcade is looking to buy a pumper truck in the amount of like $750,000. It's a pumper and heavy rescue. And they have money sitting aside. They're going to be able to get about, from my memory, Denise, about $250,000. They didn't have the $500,000 sitting there. Because in the past, they were only like setting aside about $70,000 to $80,000, where they should have been setting aside $100,000 a year for future expenditures. The truck they are replacing is just over 20 years old. So, and with less volunteers, they're running less equipment because they just don't have the people there. So they're trying to buy a piece of equipment that serves multiple purposes. So instead of having a pumping truck like they have in the past, plus a heavy rescue truck, which heavy rescue, from my understanding, carries a lot of their gear.
Mm-hmm.
Since they don't have as many people to operate the equipment, they're trying to get pieces that serve multiple purposes. So that was the reason for that. So it's really hard to get your head wrapped around. We went to one board meeting when they first wanted to discuss the increase. The fire department wanted a brand new parking lot, and I drove through there the day of, and there's a pothole in the kind of side driveway going over towards Couriers Road, but I didn't think it was in need of, I think if it was some patchwork and some ceiling, that parking lot could probably get a decade. So I think there's a fine line. We are dealing with a lot of volunteers that if they're not adequately supplied with the equipment they need, all of our insurance rates would go through the roof because, they wouldn't be able to respond to calls.
You're also paying EMT now, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's on the ambulance side. So it gets kind of convoluted. So the village owns the fire department, but they don't own the ambulance service.
Okay.
But the insurance money, as of like the beginning of this past year, New York York State law changed where these fire departments can bill for ambulance services, but not for fire. So hopefully going forward, now we only have basically one quarter, because by the time we started having these meetings, they only had one quarter of the year's experience of billing for these services and bringing money in. It looks like the if the $30-some thousand a month continues, I mean $30-some thousand a quarter continues, and the village is able to collect on those bills, it would more than cover the cost of the EMT.
Who owns the ambulance then?
Like the volunteer fire department.
Okay, so then how does the village bill for something that the...
They're basically doing it for the fire department.
Okay, all right.
So the other thing is, like, the village, I mean, they kind of, to my short experience in dealing with this, because there was a short time frame by which we had to basically get educated when they wanted numbers to come out. And we've agreed to, and there is a great working relationship between the village and the town. There's a little bit of animosity between those two governmental bodies. I propose that it would be great if the fire chief, myself, Doug Berwanger, and someone from the village, probably the mayor, met quarterly to go over numbers so we have a better understanding. Because there was one person that pretty much what all they said was, well, if the fire department's asking for it, we need to give it to them. I'm not going to say their name, but my opinion is we need to give them what they need, but there needs to be some accountability to where the money's going.
Well, especially like they have different, whether it's a gun raffle or this or that. They put on a lot of stuff. I mean, I was just at the North Java Fire Department's gun raffle. Holy cow. I mean, they must just...
I mean, I would say, I mean, I agree with you, Denise. There's a lot of money that's made. They do a good job in fundraising.
Yes.
But they also cover some of their own expenses. With trainings and like the oxygen tanks are like $500 a piece. I still think that they need accountability because I think the department for years.
Well, that's what I was only like saying. That's what I was meaning by saying the fundraising and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, accountability. Okay, we made this much in fundraising. We need this much for whatever else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm empathetic to it because, I mean, all of us here are generally the type of people that get involved, and the vast majority of people don't. So the volunteer firemen are the ones that are out not only saving our hide when we need it saved, but then we're also expecting them to hold fundraisers to raise money to then buy equipment to save our hide. So I think, you know, some of it is give them a little bit of a break on that stuff. Because they do get some... benefits for state insurance and state retirement, but there's nobody's collecting a paycheck from the fire department. So, any other comments on the fire contracts? Any board members?
I have the original number that we left that meeting. They said where they were at was they were going to charge us $82,885. Sorry. So it went down over $6,000 from the time that first meeting came out.
So, I guess just showing up and asking for some accountability and see this someone.
Yeah. Okay.
So, is there any public comment on the Farmersville fire contract in around $27,000? This, I believe, was supposed to go up substantially, but because of the expected income from the cheese plant, in the way of, that was my understanding from Bridget.
I guess. I mean, my understanding was going to go up to 56,000, but because it's only 250 people that Farmersville covers, it's not including ambulance, it's just fire.
They don't have a big tax base.
Yeah, Bridget basically told them that there's no way Freedom's going to go for that. I mean, that's, you're going up a lot from 27,000 to 56. So, okay. Yeah.
So that at least
for how many people?
About 250. That's just fire. That's not ambulance because Arcade covers their ambulance district.
Where is Eagle Hose from? That's from Eagle.
That's Bliss.
Yeah, went up by our place the other day.
The accident.
Oh, man.
It's kind of like when a school bus accident comes across the radio, people move a little faster than...
Yeah. I drove down. How bad is it? Thankfully, it wasn't that bad. Right.
Right. Yeah. They just have to check all the kids, right?
Were you kids on the bus?
Yeah. I mean, they were thrown around only because the school bus swerved, so... Not really sure why the school bus driver is still employed, but...
Can't replace him.
I think you could replace this guy.
Our school bus driver swerved for a dog.
Remember when Dad got whiplash on the bus because the school bus driver backed and remember Dick Faye backed into a telephone pole, so I was like, you're backing into it. I was like, sit down, shut up.
I think that was McCall Road.
I don't know where it was.
Or Flynn. I was on that same bus.
Yeah, I'm getting fired for grabbing a kid that was misbehaving. The kid should have been beat, not just grabbed. I was on the bus.
The stuff we used to do on the bus. You knew exactly where all the bumps were, so you started bouncing up and down on the seat. So.
Terrible. All right. If no more public comment, I make a motion to close the public hearing on the 2024 fire contracts for Arcade and Farmersville and open the special board meeting at 7:11.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Make a motion to accept, as reported by the mayor of Arcade, the 2024 Arcade Fire Department contract.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye.
Just a comment on this one. Dustin, after we're done, I need you to come over. I need to notarize your signature on these three contracts for Arcade.
The entire meeting or this set portion of the meeting?
When we're done with the meeting.
Okay.
When everything's adjourned.
I make a motion to accept as well the 2024 Farmersville Fire District contract.
Second.
Roll call. Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye.
After this, we're all done with the meeting. I need all of your guys to send signatures on two of the Farmersville contracts.
I make a motion to close the special board meeting and open the public hearing on the Town of Freedom 2024 preliminary budget at 7:12.
Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye.
We have one comment, Denise Willen.
My only comment is the amount of the raises over the last several years. Shouldn't there be, I mean, I get with like the drivers because they were way behind, but when you've got civil service, whether it's for county, state, whatever, they're getting 2% and 3%, but we've got 9%, we've got 8.7% in 2 years, we've got 14.2%, 7.5%, I'm looking at a picture because my computer wouldn't open up, 13.5% over 2 years. That to me seems like a lot of money. We've got, it seems to me like we're handing out a lot of money. We gave the dog control officer a 30% raise, the deputy supervisor an almost 100% raise. It just seemed like a lot of money once you add it all up. I mean, I said I'm gonna quit my job for the state and come work for the Town of Freedom.
Lucky you got your wish.
What's that?
So lucky you got your wish.
Yeah, I'm doing both now, jeez.
I mean, I would say, unless someone else would take some, I believe that some of the jobs were underpaid, and as we talked about the Arcade Fire Department not budgeting properly, I think it's best to stay track with either inflation or competitive rates.
I'm not questioning.
No, I'm just telling you, like the dog control officer, I wouldn't want that period. I don't care how much, well, I guess there's some rate at which I would take it. I mean, it's just, we didn't think it was high enough. Now, that was done last year, not this year. So some of the other raises, I don't know, unless you said which ones they were, I'm not really sure what you're referring to. I guess that was my point, is that to stay competitive.
But I'm mostly speaking of the elected positions. You don't need to stay competitive with elected officials. They ran for that position. That'd be like me complaining about how much a board member got paid because now, you know, if I could only complaining how much money the board member makes because
I can make a strong argument
chose.
That elected officials aren't paid enough. I mean, who you want is
Then why did you run for the position? Why did you run for the position?
I'm certainly not rich getting doing this job.
Oh, I know.
I mean, when someone in Congress makes $200,000 a year
and lifetime pension.
There's every person running a decent sized business in this country makes more money than a member of Congress. I mean, would you pay someone $20,000 to teach your child? I mean, what do you want? I mean, it's one thing to, yes, people are serving. I get that there's an element of serving. But at the same time, people need to be compensated for their service. So,
yeah, I wish that happened.
And
you can make
local
that wish
school districts and BOCES programs, their raises are between 5% and 10% for the last 2 years and going forward.
5% and 10%? Holy
yes.
Cow, I'm going to quit for working for the state and go work for, never mind.
I mean, I've given my employees on my farm greater raises than anyone in the town of Freedom has gotten over the last 3 years.
Well, could you talk to PEF and maybe CSEA?
Who's, I mean,
that's
I'm
the
saying,
public
that's
employee
I mean, it's easier for me to do that as a private business owner, but I don't want my employees to ever have to wonder if they're worth more somewhere else because I have put a big value on low turnover in my business. And I would like to think that I bring the same mindset to this town. So, I mean, you raised valid points.
I just wanted to voice my opinion that I felt that they were quite high. Nobody has to, like, I'm not meaning to anybody.
No, that's fair. I mean, it's open and honest discourse. You ask a question, I'm just telling you what my beliefs are.
We're all good.
Okay. Are there any other comments on the budget?
Quick question. Who's our deputy supervisor?
As of right now, it's Nick Morgan.
Right. Thank you.
Any other comments? Seeing none, I make a motion to close the public hearing on the Town of Freedom 2024 preliminary budget and open the special board meeting at 7:18.
Second.
We'll call Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to approve the 2024.
No, you got to change that one line item first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to make a change to A1120 that has a reflection on the numbers. So you have to make a motion to make that change before you submit it. Yeah, did I give you a copy with the yellow tab?
Here.
Oh. Yeah, got it. I'm in the front. So just the red pen work here.
No, if you go to the other tab, you need to change that line item.
Oh, I see.
A1120.
All right. So I make a motion to change line A120 to $211,700.
Okay.
What is a 1120? What?
Distribution by county sales tax.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call. Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. With that change being made, I make a motion to approve the 2024 annual town budget.
Second.
Roll call. Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 7:20.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. All right, sign it. Okay.
No.
You're a fresh.